Hey, S-Gemmers. This is Anand Swaminathan. I'm an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the Ronald O'Perelman Emergency Department at NYU and Bellevue Hospitals. And I'm the editor-in-chief for Core EM and the co-host for MRAP. I'm a practicing clinician in three very busy EDs, and I see a fair number of septic patients. What I'm not is an intensivist or critical care specialist, and I think that's important to know when we discuss this trial so you know my perspective. Ken asked me to drop a comment about this trial, and I'm honored to be part of this amazing team. There are lots of issues that have been brought up by the other contributors, but I want to discuss the issue of attention. All interventions that we perform come at a cost. All interventions come with some harm. The time that we put into an intervention takes away from other things we can do because this is a zero-sum game. If the intervention has significant benefit with minimal expended time, well, that's kind of the holy grail. But most interventions lie somewhere on a spectrum between minimal to considerable time and minimal to considerable benefit. We want to get rid of any intervention that's significant time without any measurable benefit. In economics, this is the idea of return on investment. How much do I get from the time I put in? Let's bring this back to the issue at hand. Vitamin C, thiamine, and corticosteroids as a cocktail in the treatment of sepsis. Here we see a big win, or a potential for a big win, because it's minimal investment of resources with a potential big benefit. We're potentially looking at a huge return on investment. However, without an RCT, we can't know how much benefit there actually is, so I can't figure out the true return on investment. The intervention for now is cheap, at least until some drug company patents the hydrochlorothiamine C and sells it for about $10,000. But money isn't the only resource that's used here. There's also the occupying of a provider's attention. We've all been in crash airways or codes where we've called for multiple meds, and it's well understood that the more things you ask for, the more likely you're not going to get everything you need. Complication is the enemy here. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler. This is why most of us have eliminated things like lidocaine from our RSI regimen and head trauma. Sure, it's a cheap intervention and there's no harm, but it adds a layer of unnecessary complexity. If this cocktail doesn't have the robust benefits seen in this flawed before and after trial, then it's simply overcomplicating an already complicated situation. Much like in cardiac arrest, where drugs like amiodarone, lidocaine, and epinephrine generally play the role of distractors from the things that actually matter, good CPR and electricity, this cocktail may simply act as a distractor from the interventions that matter: early recognition, early antibiotics, source control, and some amount of fluid. Merrick's work on this treatment approach should be commended. Surely there's no big pharma grant that's pushing his agenda here. This is simply a brilliant clinician working hard to help as many patients as he can. My hope is that there will be a big RCT showing a significant benefit, and Merrick can go up there and say, "I told you so," to all of us. Until that time, though, this is simply hypothesis generating and not worth occupying our precious resources.